I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, March 23. Coming up, all GSAT students to be placed in full five-year secondary level institutions. Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency gets funding to roll out online passport application system, and Blue Mountain Coffee Festival now underway. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Now the news. All students sitting the 2018 Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT will be placed in a full five-year secondary level institution. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says for the first time, there will be no need to place students in a junior high school's Grade 7 class. He says given the reduction in Jamaica's birth rate in recent years, coupled with expanded capacity at the secondary level, more space has been created for students to be placed directly in a high school.
Total of students that have been registered this year is 39,093. There is still a trend in low and low amount of students sitting the GSAT over the last couple of years because the birth rate has been falling.
Minister Reid was addressing a recent press conference at the ministry's National Hero Circle offices in Kingston. Cabinet has allocated $1.2 million for the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency PICA to roll out its online passport application system. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the system will facilitate applications for renewals and new passports. The move is expected to make it easier for Jamaicans to obtain a passport. Additionally, the online service is expected to ease the load at the agency's parish outlets and regional offices.
PICA issues approximately 240,000 passports per year. And in order to do that and to do it effectively and efficiently, we have to employ and deploy technology.
Minister Montague was speaking at the handing over ceremony for a mobile unit valued at $9.8 million at the agency's head office earlier this week. In the meantime, PICA's services have been boosted with the acquisition of 25 additional kiosks for installation at the Norman Manley and Sangster International Airports, bringing the total to 40. The Ministry of Tourism has declared the first day of the Blue Mountain Coffee Festival 2018 a success. Project Manager for the Tourism Linkages Network, Carolyn MacDonald Riley, says farmers from St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland came out in their numbers to participate in the business seminar. The seminar sought to educate farmers on keeping their operations viable.
Today was dedicated to our farmers, to speak to our farmers about the business of not just farming, specifically to coffee. What do you do with roasting? How do you manage? What about the business of coffee? That there are other things to coffee, producing coffee. There are other things we can do with the coffee beans. And I think it is a success. Next year we'll have to, it will be bigger. The venue is already oversubscribed. We'll have to find a way to accommodate everybody. But yes, I think it is a success on day one.
Mrs. MacDonald Riley was speaking in an interview with JIS News on the first day of the Blue Mountain Coffee Festival, Friday. The three-day event ends Sunday and is being hosted at the Newcastle Training Camp in St. Andrew. And the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ is moving to assure the public that every effort is being made to safeguard the environment as the search for oil and gas gets underway in waters along the country's south coast. PCJ's oil and gas manager Brian Richardson says the National Environment and Planning Agency NEPA has been monitoring the project and representatives of investor Tullow Oil have been abiding by the given stipulations.
We as an entity have to ensure that we take care of the environment. And we do that with Tullow and we do it with NEPA. NEPA is an independent body and they have looked at what Tullow is doing and they've seen that they're doing the appropriate work. Environmental risk is always there. The way you manage it is to try and reduce that risk actively. And I think we have a company that actively pursues that.
Mr. Richardson adds that two 2D surveys have already been conducted by the companies with no issues. Tullow Oil is now conducting more in-depth three-dimensional seismic surveys off the coast between the Pedro Banks and Portland Cottage. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.